As this holiday season comes to a close and parts of the country face frigid temperatures, this New Year's, we wanted to take a moment and explore a concept of comfort, warmth, and joy that began in Scandinavian countries but has recently spread to America. Our Dima Zain has this story about the art of hygge.
In the bitter cold of a Minnesota winter, Ingebretsen's Nordic Marketplace offers an oasis of coziness. Fuzzy blankets, socks and sweaters, a plethora of coffee mugs, and lots of candles.
We really think of this space as our home.
Anna Blomstrand's great-grandfather started Ingebretsen's as a small corner market in the 1920s.
Folks still think of us as a space where people can come and explore items that connect them to their cultural heritage. We like to try to highlight that and make it easy for people to explore the culture, even if they're not Scandinavian.
In recent years, that's meant leaning into a Scandinavian concept with growing popularity in the U.S. It's called hygge.
Hygge is very near and dear to my heart. It means creating a warm environment, snuggling in, reading books, sitting by the fire.
To make home a warm and happy place.
Hygge also means it's kind of like simplifying things, stepping back, letting things not be great.
Klaus Andersen is a professor of Scandinavian studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Originally from Denmark, where hygge is part of the national identity, Andersen defines the term as pleasant togetherness.
It comes with this air of happiness, of contentment, of having a more balanced life.
Andersen says the idea took on its current meaning in the late 19th century, after Denmark lost about a third of its territory in a war with Austria and Prussia.
The motto in the country became, what outwardly has been lost, inwardly should be gained. So people got together with their backs to the world and say, we're good enough the way we are.
He says hygge gained popularity in the UK around 2015, when the country was debating its exit from the European Union.
The year after is when it came to the U.S., is where you saw the hygge books exploding. You saw the first social media posts. And that, of course, right, was at the time of Donald Trump's election to his first presidency. So I think these moments, right, both in Denmark, in the U.K., and in the U.S., where you sort of turn your back to the world, is where hygge then comes to play.
Hygge was a runner-up for Word of the Year in 2016. Now, there are millions of hygge posts across social media, with scenes of fireplaces, steaming mugs, people snuggled under warm blankets.
This idea that we post the moment, right, is antithetical to the idea of hygge, because when we are on social media, we are not paying attention to the people we're with. We are not engaged in pleasant togetherness. We're more interested in staging it.
So here's what Andersen does.
We have what we call afternoon snack, where even though the kids are older now, right, they're around the house, we're all busy. And then at one point during the afternoon, we all sit down together. And being there, right, being together for those minutes, right, just breathing, seeing each other, and just insisting on this is important because we're together, that's all that matters. That is an instance of hygge.
And while he says hygge is inherently anti-materialistic, he points to one item that can really help, candles.
It's something that creates a certain intimate atmosphere. It makes you want to sit down and stay at the dining table maybe for two, three minutes longer than you would have otherwise.
Do you think it's possible for Americans living in the busy lifestyles that they do, where it's a very go-go-go society? Do you think that hygge is possible here?
Yes, but in a different way, right? I know that there are many who want to embrace some of these things that they associate with hygge. But of course, the things that the social welfare in Denmark provides, free health care, daycare, generous welfare benefits if you lose your job, that takes the worry out of everyday life for a number of Danes, is not something you find here in the U.S. So there might still be some challenges for Americans to fully embrace the concept.
Back in Minneapolis, Anna Bloomstrand says Ingebretsens is trying to spread the spirit of hygge here.
I just love making like a nest for people to come in and have something warm to drink and have it be pretty and calm and, you know, feel warm. We try to do that here too, but it's a store, so we can't do it that well. We're more of a hardware store for those things. But, you know, I mean, I think it resonates because it's what people really need and want this time of year for sure.
And as 2026 begins, a resolution of hygge with its presence, comfort, and togetherness may just be what we need. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Dima Zane.